Okay, so let's continue the sugya of Birchos Kriya Shema. In last shir, right, Erev Tisha B'Av, we started with the first mahalach, right, that the Makoros, which understood that the Birchos Kriya Shema are all B'Toras Birchos HaShemach. Right, so the first mahalach, that they're all Birchos HaShemach. Today, I'd like to focus on the second mahalach, which says that at least some of the Birchos Kriya Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah. Okay, we'll see. We're going to start off with certain Makoros, which just establish Birchos HaMitzvah in general, but don't necessarily tell us what breakdown, which ones are mitzvah, which ones are shavach. And then after we get some general makoros about Birchos HaMitzvah, we'll get to certain other makoros which specify in more detail which ones are shavach and which ones are mitzvah. So starting off, the earliest sources that there is a Birchos HaMitzvah component to Birchos Kriya Shema actually come from two Yerushalmis. So yes, although last year we mentioned there's a Deya in the Yerushalmi, right, which quoted the Pasuk, right, Sheva Hayom Hilal Ticha, which again definitely, show that it was Shevach. Again, there seem to be other Deos in the Yerushalmi, always according to certain Girsos in the Yerushalmi, which highlight the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. Again, so just like there within Bavli, there could be different Shittos. There seems to be different Shittos within the Yerushalmi. So again, both of these Yerushalmis, I couldn't find actually inside, they really are quoted by Rishonim. The first one is quoted by the Ramban. And so everyone can turn to the Ramban. We'll get back to the Ramban himself. But if you see the Ramban, again, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, he quotes the Yerushalmi as a raya to Birchos HaMitzvah. Again, because he's going to quote the Yerushalmi. Again, one of the big test cases between Birchos HaMitzvah and Birchos HaShevach is going to be whether there's a problem of hefsek. Right? If there's a problem of hefsek between the bracha and what the bracha is going on, again, what does that show? That it's a Birchos HaMitzvah. If it's a Birchos HaShevach, then there shouldn't be an issue of hefsek. So the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, which groups Birchos Kriya Shema alongside other Birchos HaMitzvos, that there's an Indian of hefsek, such as the example of answering Amen. Anyone have the Ramban? No, is the Ramban? Yeah, so the Ramban starting halfway through, which says, V'kevan shezu Birchos HaMitzvah. We'll read the beginning of the Ramban when we get to the Shittas Ramban, but just for this part, just for the Yerushalmi. So the Kevan Shizu Birchos HaMitzvah.
Yes. Adavar Farer Bechol Shemavari Al Mitzvos Al Aperus Una Amin Achariasmo Bein Bracha Al Mitzvah Shehu Toa Gamer.
Right. So since the Avas Olam Slash Avarabba is a Birchos HaMitzvah, therefore you can't answer afterwards Amen. Just like by any Birchos HaMitzvos or any Birchos HaNenin, there'll be an issue of hefsek between the bracha and what the bracha is going on. And what's a raya to this? Ukvar.
The core part is the Beirush Yerushalmi, Tanya Horis Al Shema,
which refers to Birchos Kriya Shema.
Yeah.
So the Yerushalmi here, quoted by the Ramban, again, I wasn't able to find it inside, but at least the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Ramban, basically lists Birchos Kriya Shema alongside, right, other examples of Birchos HaMitzvos, where you can't answer Amen after the Bracha between the Maisa that it's going on. So this is the first Yerushalmi, right, quoted the Ramban, but again, which seems to be in line with the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. Again, not telling us which ones, at least within the Yerushalmi, right, which ones are Birchos HaMitzvah, but at least generally establishes this notion of Birchos HaMitzvah. Good, that's the first Yerushalmi. What's the other Yerushalmi, quoted by a different Rishon? Which other Rishon? What? Okay, but that, the Yerushalmi quoted by Tosfos is not a raya to Birchos HaMitzvah. There's a slight variation of that Yerushalmi quoted in the Rashba, particularly by the Ravid. If you look at the Rashba, it's that same Yerushalmi, but a different girsa in the Yerushalmi. So again, just good background, right? So the Gemara talks about how the second Birchos Kriya Shema of Avaraba can do what, Aaron? What could it also serve as? Birchos HaTorah. That's what the Gemara in Bavli says. The standard Yerushalmi, and the Tosos quotes, says what? There's an edit tonight. If you're using the Avaraba to the Yotze, Birchos HaTorah, you need to do what? You need to learn right afterwards, right? The Lashon is of Tosos, who Shashana al Atar. You need to go out of your way to make sure you learn some Torah afterwards to make sure that there's something that it goes on. But the Ravid in the Rashba quotes a different version of the Yerushalmi. Anyone have the Rashba? You got it? Oh. So the Rashba quotes the Ravid. It's having a different girsa. The cause of our Ravid Zel, Sheish Girsos, Shegorsim be Yerushalmi, not Behu Sheshana Alatar, but rather Behu Shekara Alatar. What is the Kriya referring to? Kriyashma. All right, so this other girsa of the Yerushalmi, according to the Ravid, that there can't be a hefsek between the Abbas Olam slash Avarabba and the Kriyashma itself. What does that show us? If there can't be a hefsek between the Avarabba and the Kriyashma itself, what does it sound like? Avarabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah, which therefore has this inyan of hefsek in between it and the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So again, this also gets into the whole Birchas HaTorah. So again, I don't want to get into that yet. We'll get to that soon. But again, just, you know, apipashtas, both of these Yerushalmis seem to establish that there's an inyan of hefsek between Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma. Again, once there's hefsek, that seems to point in the direction of a Birchas HaMitzvah, because there's no, there shouldn't be such an issue for Birchas HaShavach. Yeah.
Make sure, this is only going according to, you need the sheet of Yerushalmi that Kriyashma did in Talmud Torah for this, no? Does it make any sense?
Not necessarily, but it would work better.
Okay.
Presumably, we'll see, that when the Ramban explains it, he does, except he does explain it along the lines of the, because even the Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim approach still agrees that these psukim are Torah. So it could be, again, that's where the Husha Hashanah Al-Atar can come in. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the case, but it would work better if that was the case.
Even if the Birkas HaMitzvah and Shema Kabbalah Zomach HaShemayim, what's the Shaykh was Talmud Torah? Meaning, even though the psukim...
Again, from a Birchas HaTorah standpoint?
Yeah,
you'd have to have Kavanah. Again, that's where it comes, that's where the Husha Shana Al-Atar. You'd have to have Kavanah for this to also serve as Talmud Torah.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're right, it would work out better if the Talmud Torah approach, because then you don't need extra Kavanah for that. That's what it is. Yeah.
Why do we have to say that Kara is showing that it's Birchas HaMitzvah? Why can't we say the Yerushalmi is like the other Yerushalmi, Zeshidon, and really it's just Talmud Torah? So even though it's Kara and it's referring to Krishna, it's only Mitzvah Talmud Torah.
But okay, so you're saying it's just Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and then, but what is Avarabba doing?
It's Birchas HaTorah, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
Well, okay.
For Birchas Shema.
But if, slow, but that, what type, how are you understanding that Birchas HaTorah? If it's a Birchas HaShavach, so then.
It's a Birchas HaTorah, but not on Shema itself. You could say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah. I'm saying it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
All I'm saying at the end of the day is Avarabba. Do you see that Avarabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah?
But Lavdavka for Kriyashma itself.
But generally, that is one of the Birchas Kriyashma. Unless you're saying this major Kiddush that it's like chameleon like, that it changes natures depending on what it's doing. But Papasha's Avarabba is a bracha. Once you see that it's serving as a Birchas HaMitzvah in certain cases, and therefore you can't have a hefsek, so then Bepashas, that's the nature of it, even when it's just playing the role as a Birchas Kriyashma. You know what I'm saying? From the way it functions as a Birchas HaTorah, you can presumably see what its role is even when it's Birchas Kriyashma. Unless you have, it's a major Kiddush that it serves, that it can be different in different situations. That'd be a major Kiddush. So Bepashas, once you see that Birchas, that Avarabba is serving as a Birchas HaMitzvah, as seen from the fact that you can't have a hefsek, presumably that's the way it's working even as Birchas Kriyashma.
I'm saying it doesn't necessarily prove that it is a Birchas Kriyashma. It could just be a Birchas HaMitzvah.
So, one more time. Say those words again.
It's not necessarily a Birchas Kriyashma, Birchas HaMitzvah.
I'm saying Avarabba for sure is a Birchas Kriyashma. All the Gemara is saying is that it's
a Mitzvah for Kriyashma.
How? I mean, once you see that it's working as a Birchas HaMitzvah when it's working as a Birchas HaTorah,
then it could be a Birchas HaTorah, not a Bracha for.
But let's say you're not being. But let's say you're not using it for Birchas HaTorah. You're using it just for Birchas Kriyashma. So presumably, it still has the same nature as a Birchas HaMitzvah.
But who's every time you read Kriyashma, you're also doing Talmud Torah? We said they're just.
But again,
say every time it's just a Birchas HaTorah.
No, but as the Gemara itself says, but if you learnt before davening, so you said separate Birchas HaTorah, right? But yet everyone agrees you still say Avarabba as Birchas Kriyashma. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. Hishkim l'shanos at shalokara kriyashma tzarech l'barach. You need separate Birchas HaTorah. If you do that, you're still saying Ava Rabba as Birchos Kriya Shema. So what I'm saying is that once you, if you assume that Birchos, that Ava Rabba has the same nature when it's playing both roles, so then the fact that you see it serving as a Birchos HaMitzvah when it's serving in the Birchos HaTorah role, presumably it's also serving as a Birchos HaMitzvah when it's serving in the Birchos Kriya Shema. Unless you have this Chiddush that it's as a chameleon-like, that it, you know, has a different nature depending on what it's doing. But that's a big Chiddush. You need a Raya for that. Yeah?
So why do we single out Havarah when there's other brachos of Kriya Shema? So meaning, wouldn't that suggest that it is chameleon-like because we're focusing on specifically only one bracha?
When I say chameleon-like, I mean in the sense that it changes natures.
Right.
For sure, you see from the Gemara that it's Birchos Kriya Shema and a Birchos HaTorah. That's for sure you see. But Pashtus, it plays the same, has the same nature in both situations. If it's a Birchos HaMitzvah for one, it's a Birchos HaMitzvah for the other.
So then why do we say Birchos HaTorah in general anyway if we're Avraham? Meaning, wouldn't Avraham seem to only work in a very specific, like...
So you're gonna have to stay another couple of weeks so we get to the Sugya Berachos HaTorah. We'll get back to that when we get to the Berachos HaTorah side. Oh, thanks.
Okay,
yeah, exactly. You see, it's Mechayev. You know, I did this strategically. Yeah.
According to this question,
Krishma
has to be
Talmud
Torah? Because,
otherwise, you know. Okay, that's what David was saying. So again, the Ramban is gonna say that. The Ramban is gonna spell that out. Okay? So Ramban's gonna spell it out. Doesn't have to be, but definitely it works out much better that way. But again, we'll have to wait for the Birchos HaTorah stamp to see the other side. Okay, fine. So Ad Kan, in terms of general, you know, Birchos HaTorah, start Birchos HaMitzvah, you see these two different Yerushalmis, which are both focusing on the issue of Hefsek, when it comes to the Birchos Kriyat Shema, again implying that it's a Birchos HaMitzvah. Fine. Now let's go to the Avodrom. So Avodrom we saw yesterday, right, first quotes the Yerushalmi. Gabriel, do you have it? Right, first the Avodrom quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, I should say. Right? All right, and Rabbeinu Yonah is explaining Rashi. Rashi, who holds that the Birchos Kriya Shema are said before the Zman, everyone asks, how can you do that? How can you say the Birchos Kriya Shema before the Zman a mitzvah? So what does Rabbeinu Yonah answer? It's Birchos HaShabbach, not a problem. So now let's pay attention to how the Avodrom follows up the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, it seems from the Lashon at first glance that he's like bringing a Raya to Rabbeinu Yonah, but if you pay careful attention, it seems like he's going in the completely different direction. Because remember, according to Rashi, you're saying Birchos Kriyat Shema et Maariv. Right? That's the whole point. Because you're saying Birchos Kriyat Shema et Maariv, so therefore the question is, how can you do that? Answer was Birchos HaShabbach. But now Avodrom is going to present an alternative understanding of that Yerushalmi that Rashi seemingly was based on. Masha Omer, you see? On the second page? So right, when he says Hachi Pirusha, it sounds like he's saying Hachi Pirusha. Not what Rashi thought. I think that's the transition, right? Not like Rashi thought that, oh, you were saying Birchos Kriyat Shema Ed Maariv, and therefore it was Birchos Shabbat. No! Pshat is as follows. Right, after it says. Stop there. Right? So what is his understanding of the Yerushalmi? That when are you saying the Birchos Kriya Shema? Only later. So according to him, when the Yerushalmi says, you're only saying Kriya Shema at Maariv. Right? Kriya Shema is like Ashrei at Mincha. Just like you just have Ashrei and then the Amida. So to at Maariv, according to Yerushalmi, right, according to Avodrom, right, you have the Kriya Shema and then Maariv, then the Amida of Maariv, but the Birchos Kriya Shema are delayed until later. Gabriel, what do you think is driving the Avodrom to say that we're waiting to have the Birchos Kriya Shema until later? Exactly, because it's a Birchos HaMitzvah. So again, so Avodrom seems to argue on Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi and say that no, the Yerushalmi just meant that the Kriya Shema is recited at before it says, but in Chanami, the Birchos Kriya Shema are delayed until later, presumably because Avodrom thinks that the Birchos Kriya Shema require the Zman HaMitzvah because they are Birchos HaMitzvah. So Birchos Kriya Shema, according to Avodrom, seem to be a Birchos HaMitzvah. Yeah?
Why does everybody assume that Rashi holds that he's supposed to say the Brachos Mamar also?
Does he...
Tosos
assumes that.
Where do you see Barash?
He doesn't say it.
He says you're a feeling.
mean to say that.
Says Lamed, well, he gives the Tan. The Tan should have Avera from the Tan that he gives should only say they're saying Kriya Shema, they're not saying that.
Because Rashi is talking about the minhag, how do we say Kriya Shema early in Maariv?
Right.
If we're saying Maariv and we're saying Kriya Shema before the Zman, so how are we saying Kriya Shema early? And Rashi is
saying Tefillah, then why are you
right,
saying Kriya Shema with it?
Meaning it would meaning, be up, it would be obvious.
You're saying maybe that's Pshat and Rashi also?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, let's make sure I was on the same page. But if I'm saying, how do we know that maybe Rashi also agrees that only Kriya Shema is before Zman, not that Birchos Kriya Shema is also?
Kriya Shema Shomita, you don't say that, Birchos Kriya Shema? That's what he says
you're
yotze with.
Yeah, that's true. When he says it at the end, so b'kriya shema, b'kriya is parsha rishona, sha'adam koryal mitasu yotze. Sounds like the only thing you're repeating later is parsha rishona. The implication is that the birchos kriya shema were said earlier. And again, it sounds like the Rashi is just defending the minhag olam, which was to daven marav early. Again, this, and the pashas, that minhag was marav as we know it. Okay, so far we've had the Yerushalmis and the Abu Dram, and then I didn't put on today's Mar Mikomis because we had a bunch of times in the Kesa Mishnah. Right? The Kesa Mishnah is also another raya to Birchas HaMitzvah, because the Kesa Mishnah says, again, what was the Kesa Mishnah again? Right? He brings a raya, right? The fact that, right, what's the Kesa Mishnah's raya? The fact that you can say Birchas Kriya Shema all day shows that the Zman HaMitzvah must also be Midoraisa all day. And again, as pointed out by the Magen Avraham, right, that raya of the Kesa Mishnah, to bring a raya from the Zman of Birchos Kriya Shema to the Zman of the Mitzvos Kriya Shema, again, only makes sense if Birchos Kriya Shema themselves are Birchos HaMitzvah. Fine. So Akan, we have these general rayos to that Birchos Kriya Shema have a Birchos HaMitzvah component to them. But now let's look at the Rishonim, who seem to be even clearer in terms of what the division would be. Right within the Birchos HaMitzvah camp to explain, so which brachos are Birchos HaMitzvah and which ones are Birchos HaShavach, or all of them Birchos HaMitzvah, that's going to be the breakdown. So the first breakdown is going to be to say of the Ramban. Right, the first breakdown is to say that the first bracha in Echanami is a Birchos HaShavach, and only the second bracha is a Birchos HaMitzvah. So this is the Ramban. So again, within the Birchos HaMitzvah camp, this is to say that even within the first two brachos, there's a chiluk, right? We only mean to say Birchos HaMitzvah for bracha number two of Ava Rabba, but bracha number one of Yotzer Or is going to be a Birchos HaShavach. So now let's look at the Ramban, and let's focus on some of the Lashonos that were being referenced earlier. So going back to that Ramban, who was reading it earlier? David? Yeah, let's go back to the beginning.
Which words?
Kvar Hayah, at the beginning. Yeah. Right, the minhag is to say Kel Malach Neman between, right, between Ava Rabba and Shema. Oh, very right. Right off the bat, right? Why is the problem? Because everyone knows, right? Everyone knows this, right? That Avas Olam is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore, right, that's why you have a bracha right before this mitzvah, this Birchas HaMitzvah. V'chein
b'Halal, v'chein
b'Megillah, v'chein b'Kriya Shetorah. Right, if everyone else, all these other mitzvahs have a Birchas HaMitzvah, so too Kriya Shema needs its own Birchas HaMitzvah, which is the Ava Rabba.
V'zosha, Marnu b'Hishki Machar HaShikara Ein Tzarech Ovarayich, Shekfar Nifter Ava Rabba, the Birchas Shinun Torah.
That's very important. He says, and that's why this Ava Rabba can also serve as a Birchas HaTorah. Very important, because what is Ava Rabba? The Birchas Shinun Torahi. Right? This Lashon of the Ramban, like, you know, Aaron has mentioned before, is a great riot to the Talmud Torah approach. Right? He says, why can Ava Rabba double up as both the Birchas Kriya Shema and a Birchas Torah? Because he says, Ava Rabba's role as a Birchas Kriya Shema is to make a bracha on Shinun HaTorah. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi. It's right, it's a bracha on Limud HaTorah. So once Ava Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah, is a bracha on Limud HaTorah, so the Mela could be a Birchas HaTorah, which is also seemingly like that. So again, so the Ramban, when stressing how Ava Rabba serves as a Birchas HaMitzvah and doubles up as a Birchas HaTorah, again, definitely emphasizes the what we've been calling the Talmud Torah approach, the Kriya Shema itself is Midin Talmud Torah, and that's why it could double up. Ella?
Ella.
But he says, oh, but that's not the only bracha we have beforehand. There really there are two brachos beforehand, right? Which means that the first bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's rather a Birchas HaShavach, he's about to say. And why do you have that first bracha as a Birchas HaShavach? All right, that's what we discussed yesterday. Two days ago. What's the Shevach about? The Shevach is about the Ur and the Choshech being connected to Zman Kriya Shema. I and Shem, it's in Sinachas, hopefully. Oh, about Birchas Yotzer Ur. When it comes to the first brachos, those are Birchas HaShevach. Yeah. Ramban says explicitly. And what's his Raya? Right, there's a machlokis in Megillah. Maybe I should have had you see it, but right, there's a machlokis in Megillah about whether a blind person recites this bracha. Because the question is, he's not getting the hana, right, of the or. The question is, oh, is he getting? Anyone know the other tzad? So the tzad to say he doesn't make the bracha because he's not going to be mishabeach over. Well, exactly. It's not to say that he does do it, it's to be mishabeach Hashem for other people who do see and therefore are helping him out, which is a beautiful idea also. But either way, that whole discussion of, right, do you make this bracha if you're not getting the hana, again, says Ramban, that shows that it's all birchas HaShevach for the hana of Or.
Keep going.
And then he says about birchas avos olam, birchas hamitzvah lechovas kriya shema. So Ramban is clearly, and then he goes on in the rest of the piece to say, and because Avas Olam is a birchas mitzvah, therefore there is a hefsek of Amen, there is the hefsek of Kel Melech Neman, therefore even though there are all beautiful midrashim of why you need Kel Melech Neman for the minyan, whatever, it says, doesn't matter, nothing's doing, if it's a birchas mitzvah, you can't be mafsek. So Ramban clearly adopting this, we'll call it, you know, this first version of the birchas mitzvah approach to say that bracha number one is a birchas shevach, and only bracha number two is the birchas ha-mitzvah. As we just pointed out before, when he's justifying how the bracha of Avos Olam double dips as both a birchas HaKriyashma and a birchas HaTorah, again, he seems to adopt the Talmud Torah approach to say that, oh, because Kriyashma is also all about Talmud Torah. Oh, just a couple of ha'aras about that. So, right off the bat, if you see that Avos Olam, right, is serving as a birchas, right, it's a substitute for birchas HaTorah. And according to the Ramban, again, Aaron, what type of bracha is Avos Olam? It's, what type of bracha is it? Birchas HaMitzvah. Oh. So then what would you assume, Shmuel? What would you assume, what type of bracha would you assume Birchas HaTorah would be for the Ramban? If Avos Olam, which is the Birchas HaMitzvah, is Motziyu in Birchas HaTorah, so you would assume that what would Birchas HaTorah in general be? You would assume would also be a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? Presumably, if this can fulfill the requirements of Birchas HaTorah, and this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then seemingly Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Is that correct for the Ramban? No. The Ramban, look at the Ramban and Hasagos, the Ramban to say for mitzvahs, famous Ramban, right, when he's being masig, why the Rambam leaves out Birchas HaTorah. The Ramban famously holds that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. But in doing so, it's very clearly, should you have it, right? In doing so, the Ramban clearly formulates the Birchas HaTorah in a very certain way. Let's look at it. Yeah, mitzvah tesvav, yeah, the first two lines. Oh, right over there. How does he formulate the mitzvah? Exactly. And what would be Mishabeach about? The Chol Is. Right, beautiful. Right, Shavach to Hashem for giving us the Torah, giving us the roadmap to be able to live this life to the fullest, to be able to be zochen olam haba. And then what does he compare it to? Ukasher. Ukasher, like just like Kishen. Right. Just like in Stavinu bebracha acher kol achila, which is referring to what? Just like there's a bracha after we eat, i.e. birchas ha-mazon, which is the paradigm of what type of bracha? Deraisa, which is what type of bracha? Shevach. Which is a birchas ha-shevach. Right? Birchas ha-mazon is a birchas ha-shevach. Cain.
Cain is avina bazal.
Exactly. Just like you have a birchas ha-shevach, a birchas ha-mazon, so too there's another deraisa type of birchas ha-shevach. So what's Yotzei, right? Right? The big chiddush which emerges from Ramban is that Although Avas Olam slash Avaraba is a Birchas HaMitzvah and it can fulfill Birchas HaTorah, but generally Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. So this is big chiddush that you could be Yotze your Chiv of, which is generally Birchas HaTorah is a Chiv of Shevach, you can be Yotze your Chiv of a Birchas HaShevach with a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's just a big chiddush. Just number one, yeah.
Sorry. Doesn't this also mean for the Ramban that Birkas Kriyashma is Deoraisa? When you're
released? No.
How is it able to be Yotze Achtiv Deoraisa?
Because it plays the same role.
Because
then this acts not Midiraisa. Exactly, yeah. I mean, because once you do Birchas HaTorah, to then do Birchas Kriyas Shema is going to be Dirabana. But if you do it first, then it fulfills that Torah.
And also, like, this Birchas HaShevach with Birchas HaTorah, because to me, it's going to be Ma'akev the mitzvah?
Ma'akev which mitzvah? Talmud Torah? No. Doesn't seem like it.
You think you could learn according to him before?
There might be an Isser. That's a separate question. Okay, but being Ma'akev, the Kiyum Mitzvah Talmud Torah, is very different than if there's an Isser to be Lomei B'li Bracha.
Okay, I assume it's something else.
Yeah, we'll get there. So again, just point number one before we take the questions, it's just a chiddush. You can have this construct where you generally there's a chiyav d'oraisa of birchas shevach, but yet you're yotzei that chiyav d'oraisa of shevach with a birchas mitzvah. That's number one. Yeah.
Do you argue that the Ramban also separates between the two birchas haTorah, one shevach, one's mitzvah, and only the one that shevach is mitzvah d'oraisa, and what Avraham accomplishes is the other one, the one that isn't d'oraisa, but that one's a birchas mitzvah.
Doesn't. The Ramban never says that. So again, we'll see that, but the Ramban never says that. What?
We don't really look like Gemara. I mean, if you need both to learn Torah, then if the Gemara one says you can be okay with Rabbis, then what do you say?
Right, but you have to say that this breakfast of Shabbat is into the pronouncement, but it's not necessarily as connected to Tom Torah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tom. If the point of the Torah is the breakfast of Shabbat, so for the Ramban, we don't need to learn immediately after the Torah.
Correct.
What, after the
Avar Ba'alish? Yeah, we'll get to that. Bezrat Hashem, you'll be here for the Birchas HaTorah Sukkah. That's a big machlokas, whether you need to learn right after it. And presumably that's a nafkamina, but whether it's a Birchas HaShevach or Birchas HaMitzvah.
So nafkamina,
yeah, 100%. Because if it changes nature, then 100%. It's great, great horror, yeah.
Birchas Avarabba, it's obviously not a normal bracha. So
not a normal bracha?
Like, it's not like a Asher Kishanu, it's not a Lachash Kriyashma or whatever. So, like, even if the Birchas HaMitzvah,
presume,
it still has a
Shevach
element. What's
your share,
basically, for the
Ramban? Again, but just, if I were to tell you before you, well, it's minutes ago, but like, there's a Chiyav D'Oraisa to give Shevach, and then you could be Yotzi there with the Birchas HaMitzvah, you'd probably say, oh, that doesn't sound right.
It means both. Like, what's the
big... Okay, again, you're right. If you say that Birchas HaMitzvah is a form of Shevach, you can get it closer, and that's a discussion which we'll have later. Like, there's a whole discussion. Is Birchas HaMitzvah more like a Birchas HaNen, like the Rambam famously says? You're right. Was Akira was referencing that earlier, right? Do you view Birchas HaMitzvah more like a matir of a Birchas HaNenin, like the Rambam seems to say? Or you say, no, Birchas HaMitzvah is more like a Shevach. You're being Meshabeach Hashem for the opportunity to do mitzvahs. So again, that's its own discussion. But you're taking a stand, right? By saying that the Birchas HaMitzvah can fulfill a Birchas HaShevach, yes, you're presumably taking a stand and saying that Birchas HaMitzvah is closer to the Birchas HaShevach, you know.
Do they call it a Birchas HaShevach or Birchas HaShevach?
We'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah.
Well, why can't we say that for Kriyas Shema it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but for Talmud Torah it's a Birchas HaShevach?
That's what I was saying before about chameleon. Meaning to say that it plays different roles depending on the context. That's a chiddush.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say that, but it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush to say that. I mean, generally, a bracha is a bracha. It has a nature. It has a nusach, it has one nusach, it has one nature. To say, you know, it means it has one nature in one context and a different nature in a different context, that's a chiddush. I'm not saying it's impossible to say, but that's not the pashas.
Yeah, I think generally that makes sense to be a very big chiddush, but here, if you take a birchas mitzvah out of the context of its mitzvah, it's hard to say that it's...
But you're not. It's double dipping. It's also birchas kriyashma.
Right.
It's doing both.
Sure, but contextualizing it, there is an element of it that is responsible for Kriyas Shema, and apparently also an element of it that's responsible for Talmud Torah. So
okay.
Once you take that second, like, once you're, I guess, teach your language double dipping,
yeah.
It's no longer in the context of Kriyas Shema when you apply it to Talmud Torah.
I don't know if it's no longer in the context, because it's double dipping, it's doing both.
Right, but they consider independent.
Oh yeah, that's a Kiddush. I'm just saying, it's a Kiddush. Yeah, quickly.
You still say the bracha is... when there's no chiyuv,
like you still say the birchas kriyashma,
right?
And there's no chiyuv what?
Meaning, I'm saying that even though there might not be you might not be mekayim your mitzvah of Kriya Shema.
So that's
you still thematically, it's still connected, even though it's not connected to the mitzvah itself. Thematically, it's still connected.
So we're gonna get to that. That's gonna be the whole. Yeah, we'll get to that later. That's gonna be one of the big nafkamina between Shalom and mitzvah. We'll get there. One last aura on the Ramban is just to point out. You know, given the Ramban. Right, seems to adopt the Talmud Torah approach. Right, the Lashon that Aaron was referring to when he says the Birchos Shinun Torah when describing Birchos Kriya Shema. So again, when the Ramban seems to adopt the Birchos Ha, you know, the Talmud Torah approach. So again, it's just interesting that you would assume, similar to before, right? Once Kriya Shema is midin Talmud Torah, so you would assume that the nature of Birchos HaTorah would be similar to the nature of Birchas Kriyat Shema, because they're one and the same. Right? So it's another ha'ara. Besides, the previous ha'ara was just the notion of a Birchas HaMitzvah being Yotze Yerchiyev of Shevach. That's one ha'ara. Other ha'ara is just the fact that that the Birchas Kriyat Shema have a different nature than the Birchas HaTorah itself is a Chiddush, if you think that Kriyat Shema is Midin Talmud Torah. So again, I think it's another raya to the idea called, you know, that when we say that the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is midin Talmud Torah, it doesn't just mean Talmud Torah, so we're calling it Talmud Torah plus. And once it's not just Talmud Torah, but it's more than that, then you can see why the Birchos Kriyat Shema would have a different nature than the Birchos Mitzvah. So we had that, if you remember, yesterday within the Yerushalmi, but in the opposite direction. Right? Yesterday we had the Yerushalmi saying that Birchos Kriyat Shema was a Birchos HaShavach, and Birchos HaTorah was a Birchos HaMitzvah. Here for the Ramban, it's the opposite. Birchas Kriyat Shema is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? And Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShavach. So again, it's a parallel opposite, right? The same, it's the chiluk, but in opposite directions. But again, both highlighting that even if Kriyat Shema is Midin Talmud Torah, it's not just Stam Talmud Torah, it's more than that. And therefore, you can have a chiluk in nature. So, yeah?
I was just looking through my notes. Look if we put Ramban on the Kabbalah Sefer Shemayim side at the beginning of the summer.
Did we?
Ramban al Torah, which I saw from here.
Ramban al Torah, but that was just in terms of the geder of what Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim is. That wasn't connected.
He definitely called the Shema as a key.
Uh huh. Okay. Okay, we have to go back to that. Yeah. Okay. Wait. We have to work that piece out. Oh, just to and one other aura. Right. According to this Ramban, that you have right two brachos. Right. You have one mitzvah. One bracha is a birchas hamitzvah, and one is a birchas hashavach. Where else do you find that a mitzvah will have multiple brachos? One of which being a birchas hamitzvah. One of which being a birchas hashavach. Birchas HaTorah, according to the Bach, right? That's why I brought that down, just to see a parallel phenomenon of a mitzvah having both a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaShavach. So again, that's the Birchas HaTorah is a parallel example of that. And another parallel, right, is very simple, is Bris Milah, right? You have an uncle, a new uncle, and two new uncles in the house, right? So again, Mitzvah Shem in a bit of Zmano, in 8 days, right? By Bris Milah, we have a Birchas HaMitzvah, where we say, Al HaMilah. And what's the Birchas HaShavach? Lehachniso bebriso shel Avraham Avinu. So again, you have this phenomenon of a mitzvah having both a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas HaShavach again exists elsewhere. So according to Ramban, you put Birchas Kriyat Shema on that list of having both a Birchas HaShavach and Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine. Okay. So Ankan, you have right the Ramban's version of the Birchas HaMitzvah approach that the first bracha is a Birchas HaShavach, second bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Now we're going to like to show a couple of other Rishonim who seem to hold that, for sure, perhaps that all Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah, at the very least the first two are Birchos HaMitzvah. Again, which Rishonim seem to formulate that seemingly all or at least most Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah? The Ra'ah. So let's look at the Ra'ah. Right, so the Ra'ah on the Mishnah Yigil Mu Omed Aleph, it's a very important line. So again, the Ra'ah seems to go further than the Ramban. Right, and the Ra'ah seems to say not just that the second bracha is the Birchos HaMitzvah, it seems to say that really all brachos are Birchos HaMitzvah. So anyone have the Ra'ah? So the Ra'ah is commenting on the Mishnah on Yigil Mu Omed Aleph, where the Mishnah says that if you are just reading Torah and you get up to Shema and you're mechavin to be Yotze, you Yotze the mitzvah. So everyone on the spot is pointing out, but what about the Birchos Kriyat Shema? So let's see. Anyone have the Ra'ah? Yeah, Alicia.
Yeah,
Oh, fine. But still we see that the brachos, as we'll see, are not going to be ma'akev, the mitzvah. So let's see. Right, so the fact that you're being yotze, you're in the midst of Kriyat Shema without being yotze, the brachos clearly shows the brachos are not ma'akev. But now is the key line. Right, it says these, right, plural. These birchos kriyat shema are unlike most other birchos mitzvah. Right, when you say like the other, what does that show about birchos kriyat shema? That they themselves, in the plural, are also birchos mitzvah. Right, so by shar birchos mitzvah, it's pashit that they're not makif, because it's a matbea katsar, so that's pashit. But what's the edit chiddush here? Ela filu hani, plural. Exactly. So says the Ra'ah, right? And it seems like he's characterizing all Birchos Kriyat Shema as Birchos HaMitzvah. The Chiddush being, what's the biggest, Gabriel, which one's the biggest Chiddush? Which of the three, the one after it? To say that Emes V'Yatzev is also Birchos HaMitzvah, why is that the biggest Chiddush? Because it's afterwards. Generally, generally Birchos HaMitzvahs are over L'Asiyasan. Oh, that's a good segue to the Or Zeruah in just a moment. But again, so the Ra'ah Pashtus means that all of them are, the Chiddush being, maybe for the din of Smichos Gula Tzvila, you wanted the Bracha of Gal Yisrael to be afterwards, and therefore, although generally Birchos HaMitzvah are beforehand, the Chiyai Gavna, we have that, the one of Gal Yisrael afterwards. But presumably the Ra'ah is saying that all of the Birchos Kriyat Shema are Mito Oraisa. What's the other Rishon, right? Also seems to think that all Birchos Kriyat Shema are Birchos HaMitzvah. The Or Zeruah. Let's see the Or Zeruah. Again, the Or Zeruah. Ben, do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Right, is you can bring a raya from Birchos Kriyat Shema being done afterwards to all Birchos HaMitzvahs. Is it starting from the top? Va'idna?
Va'idna, he acted in Baruch HaMas own Kari Krishma, Va'ali Kari Yotzer, or Yotzer Yehova.
That's what he just said, right? So if you forget to say Yotzer or beforehand, you could be Yotzer, Yotzer, or, right, the first bracha after Kriyat Shema. Right, so the seder is not ma'akev. Obviously, if you leave it out completely, then you're not going to be yotze the chiy of brachos. But now here's the key line. Oh, so what is he saying? If a raya from the fact that you can say yotzer or afterwards, if a raya to all birchos hamitzvos, that if b'di'eved you forgot to do it beforehand, you can do it afterwards. That raya only makes sense if Birchos Kriyat Shema, including the first one, is a Birchos HaMitzvah, right? Otherwise, you can't bring a raya. Like if he was like the Ramban, the Ramban would never bring such a raya because the Ramban thinks that the first bracha of Yotzer Or is a Birchos HaShevach. Of course, Birchos HaShevach can be afterwards. So it's clear from the words of Ruah by bringing this raya, he thinks that not only Avos Olam is a Birchos HaMitzvah, even Yotzer Or is a Birchos HaMitzvah. So again, you don't know for sure that he also thinks that the third bracha is a Birchos HaMitzvah because he doesn't talk
about
that.
From that
exactly, yeah, that's the other way. You're saying, okay, we discuss this. Yeah. You wouldn't necessarily, why can't you bring a raya?
Because it might be that once it's established, make your identity be afterwards. So maybe it's not a raya for Birchos that it really should be before that you can say that after.
Yeah. But why was it put afterwards? If it's
oh, maybe because
it's definitely a different kind of cat. Meaning, you argue it's a different kind.
Maybe because it's Smichos Gula Tzvila. Meaning, his raya is something which is lechatzchila, supposed to be beforehand, but the evidence can do afterwards. So it's only shayach to bring a raya from the first two. So again, so, or is a rule. For sure you know that the first one is a Birchos HaMitzvah. Presumably, if the first one is, and the second one is, because it wouldn't make sense to have it doesn't make sense to say that only Yotzer Or is your Birchos HaMitzvah. Why wouldn't that be the case? Then you'd have a hefsek between your Birchos HaMitzvah with the second bracha. So for sure, the Or Zeruah thinks that the first two are Birchos HaMitzvah. Again, you don't have a raya about what he thinks about the third one. Okay? Fine. Okay, so now that we've established through some of the Rishonim, this idea Right, again, big picture, we've established the Birchos HaShevach approach. Now we just established the Birchos HaMitzvah approach. So now let's look, right, the rest of the sigur, we're going to be looking at really two test cases, two nafkaminim. We're going to have to analyze each of them independently. The first one is going to be, can you ever find situations where you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the Birchos Kriya Shema? So again, does it make sense to be yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without accompanying it with the Birchos Kriya Shema? And then later we'll get back to the flip. Does it ever make sense to have the Birchos Kriya Shema without the mitzvah Kriya Shema? So again, those are the two potential nafkamina, as we'll see in a moment. So again, let's go through the first one first, right? So the first one is being yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the Birchos Kriya Shema. So before we get into the concrete, you know, makoros, let's just think about this in light of the nature of Birchos Kriya Shema. So again, if you think that Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaMitzvah, so again, does it make sense that to lechatzchila do a mitzvah without the Birchos HaMitzvah?
No.
No. Lechatzchila, whenever there is a Birchos HaMitzvah associated with the mitzvah, you're not supposed to do the mitzvah without doing the Birchos HaMitzvah first. So again, if you adopt the Birchos HaMitzvah approach, right, you should not find, right, there being a situation where you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without having the Birchos Kriya Shema beforehand. But now let's think about it from the Birchos HaShevach standpoint. Al pi pashtus, without getting to any fancy rishtikal terms, right? Al pi pashtus, Ezra, if Birchos Kriya Shema or Birchos HaShevach, would it make sense to find certain cases where the mitzvah of Kriya Shema will be separated from the Birchos HaShevach?
Yes.
Yeah, because Birchos HaShevach are independent from the mitzvah, presumably. So again, within the Birchos HaShevach approach, Birchos HaShevach should be more flexible than Birchos HaMitzvah, and therefore it would make sense to find situations where you can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema without the Birchos Kriya Shema, because Birchos Shevach don't function as any type of matir, right? Because generally Birchos Shevach are after the action, right? So again, if you take the Birchos Shevach approach, al pi pashtus, right, you could find situations where you can have the mitzvah without the brachos. But there's a twist. There's a twist because of the Rav, right? The Rav develops a beautiful mahalach. We'll spend the next couple minutes developing this, right? The Rav is a beautiful mahalach to say that even if you adopt the Birchos HaShevach approach, there's still the Chachamim were metaking these Birchos HaShevach to be specifically connected to what? The mitzvah? Because the Birchos HaShevach highlight the themes of the mitzvah itself. We're going to develop this in a moment. So according to the Rav, Rav's going to argue that even within the Birchos HaShevach approach, the Chachamim were metaking these Birchos HaShevach to be specifically connected to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because these brachos of Shevach highlight the themes of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema itself. So to summarize, within the Birchos HaMitzvah approach, you should never find the mitzvah being fulfilled without the brachos. Within the Birchos HaShevach approach, it's more of an open question, right? Al pi pashtus, you would say you could have the mitzvah independent from the brachos, but according to the Rav's Mahalach, no, even within the Birchos HaShevach approach, they were metaking the Birchos HaShevach specifically to be connected the mitzvahs Kriya Shema. So I'd like to just spend the next couple of minutes, right, developing rayos to the Rav's idea. These are the Rav's, you know, rayos to this idea that the Iker Takana of Birchos Kriya Shema, even though the Birchos HaShevach, is to be associated with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the first one they both come from the Rambam, right? The first Rambam is the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Beis Yud Gimel, right? So, anyone have a Rambam out? All right, so the Rambam is in a case of, right, Suffolk. Kara Kriya Shema, you have it, Jack? So, Perek Bey is Halacha Yud Gimel. Yeah, Hilchos Kriya Shema. It says,
Sabe Kara Kriya Shema, Sabe Lo Kara, Chose Rekore, Mavariat Lefanel, Ula Achara.
Oh, so the Rambam here, Paskins, that if it's a Suffolk, whether you Makayim the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, not only are you chayev to do the mitzvah again, because that's the raisa, but you also have to repeat the Birchos Kriya Shema. And the obvious question is, Why? Bishlama the mitzvah safik to oraisa lechumra. But generally, when it comes to safik brachos, we say safik brachos lahakel. Right? Safik jirabanan lekula. So the question on this Rambam is, why does the Rambam hold that you need to not only repeat the oraisa mitzvah, but also repeat the birchos kriyashma? So one way to justify this shita, it's not going to work for the Rambam himself, but right, what's the way to justify this shita if it wasn't the shita Saramba? Not that the brachos are daraisa. No. What? No. What's the general shita? I'll give you a hint. The right hit.
Because mitzvah daraisa, and so mitzvah daraisa need you to say the brachos with them.
Okay. So slightly differently, but that idea. The first way to justify the shita is to say that maybe it's a din in all birchos and mitzvos. That all birchos ha-mitzvos of mitzvos de'oraisa are seen as one kiyum, right? And therefore, since the birchos ha-mitzvah, although they're drabanan, when a birchos ha-mitzvah is nitkana, right, associated with a mitzvah, it's considered one kiyum. And therefore, once you're machmir for the mitzvah, then mela you're going to be machmir for the bracha because they're seen as one din. Which Rishonim hold of this idea? The Ravid. So let's look at the Ravid in a couple places. All right, the Ravid, number one, in Mila, Gimel, Vav. So the Ravid in Gimel, in Hilchos Mila, Gimel, Vav, says in a case, right, the Ravid holds in general, whenever you have a Suffolk mitzvah to Oraisa, right, not only do you do the mitzvah misafik, you also recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. Anyone have the Ravid? So the Ravid there in Hilchos Mila, he says, "Im androgynous suffik mevarach alav bimneishu suffik Torah al suffik Torah mevarachim." Right? Says the Ravid. When it comes to androgynous, it's suffik. Right? This is suffik whether they're chayiv in mila. Right? So he says, not only are you machmir on the mitzvah, but you also are machmir on the birchos hamitzvah. So the Ravid says this in Hilchos Mila. He also says this in Hilchos Sukkah when it comes to a suffik, or again an androgynous, or anytime you're suffik whether you're chayiv in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Again, the Ravid says, not only are you chayiv in the mitzvah, but you're also chayiv in the birchos ha-mitzvah, because the Ravid holds that the general idea by birchos ha-mitzvah is that the birchos ha-mitzvah was nitkana on the mitzvah d'oraisa, and therefore, since it's one package deal, it's nigrar after the klalei hachra for the mitzvah. And once we're machmir for the mitzvah d'oraisa, then melo we're machmir for the birchos ha-mitzvah. So the Ravid holds this. Which other sheet in the Rishonim holds this idea, that the birchos ha-mitzvah in general is one kiyum with the mitzvah? Exactly, the second day in the Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Do you have it? Everyone just turns to Rabbeinu Yonah and on Yud Beis Amud Beis B'Daf Yarif. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah, Pinchas, what's the context of Rabbeinu Yonah? What's Safik D'Oraisa about? By Birchos Kriyas Shema. Right, by Safik, by Emes V'Yatziv, in the context where we haven't been fulfilled the mitzvah of Zechiras Zechiras Mitzrayim. So you see the second day, it says V'yish Omrim Shetzarech Lachtom. Exactly. Right. So again, this is the second day in Rabbeinu Yonah. This is the preferred day, like the Ravid. That whenever you have a suffix mitzvah de oraisa, right, you also repeat the birchas hamitzvah. So again, acquainted. Right. So one way, if you just saw that Rambam in isolation, you would say, oh, it's a din in birchos ha-mitzvah generally. That generally, even though birchos ha-mitzvah drabanan, the birchos ha-mitzvah is nigrar after the mitzvah itself. And if you're dealing with the mitzvah d'oraisa, just like there's a suffik l'chumra by the mitzvah, then meila is going to be suffik l'chumra by the birchos ha-mitzvah. But why does that not work for the Rambam? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, in Gimel Vav, and in Hilchos Sukkah Vav Yud Gimel, right? Fun fact, translates to 613, right? In Sukkah, Hilchos Sukkah, Vav, Yud, Gimel. In both those cases, the Rambam paskins that generally by Birchos HaMitzvos, right, we are machmir by the mitzvah, to repeat the mitzvah, but without a bracha. Because the Rambam sees that generally by Birchos HaMitzvah, there's two separate kiyumim. There's a kiyum for the mitzvah d'oraisa, so that gets its own klalei hachra of Safek L'chumra. But the Birchos HaMitzvah gets its own. It's a separate kiyum, and therefore you have applied the din of Safek D'Rabbanan Lukula. So the Rambam in both those places, in both Hilchos Mila, Gimel, Vav, and Hilchos Sukkah, Vav, Yud, Gimel, both those places says, generally by Birchos HaMitzvah, we are Mekel, right? We say Safek Safik Drabbanan, like Safik Brachos Lahakam. And again, which and that also aligns with the first day in Rabbein Yonah. Happens to be the first day of Rabbein Yonah in the case of Safik Amar Emes V'Yatziv, again has that same shita that you'll repeat Emes V'Yatziv, the paragraph, but you'll leave out the chasima, because again, you have to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, but the birchos mitzvah is considered a separate kiyum. So the question is, now chazer kushya l'duchta, how are we going to account for the Rambam Hilchos Kriyat Shema? So again, which Rishon deals with this issue? The stira on the Rambam, but generally birchos mitzvah, it says you don't repeat it, but yet by birchos Kriyat Shema, we do. Who says this? Tshuvas HaRashba. So let's look at the Tshuvas HaRashba. Again, this is Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Simon Shin, Chav. So again, he brings up the stira in the Rambam, and then about to see like halfway through, says Va'ani Omer Bu'ulai L'das HaRavzal.
Yeah. Va'ani Omer Bu'ulai L'das HaRavzal. Shavu Sarfur. Me'itarot Ha'chol Satekana. Dekol Shul Vayav Likros. Kol Lechachila and Berchol Satekana. Shema. Every year Chayav to reach Shema, you do it with the Rav.
Exactly. And then it says, "Habmakal acher kishu korei tzarichu likros lechatzchil b'verchosah." Right? The Rashba says maybe this is a chiddush in Birchos Kriyat Shema. Is a chiddush din in Birchos Kriyat Shema that particularly the takana of Birchos Kriyat Shema is that whenever you're doing the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, it should be accompanied by the Birchos Kriyat Shema. So the Rashba is clearly telling us there's a special din in Birchos Kriyat Shema, and the Rav. Again, quoted in both Shiri Arab, it's also quoted in Sefer Eretz Tzvi. The Rav develops this yisod, like we were just referencing before, that based on his own shita, that the Birchos HaShevach, of Birchos Kriyat Shema, were specifically, right, instituted to be done, to be recited alongside the mitzvah, because they had the same themes as we developed in last year, right? Every parsha of Shema has a corresponding theme in each of the Birchos Kriyat Shema as Birchos HaShevach. Therefore, says the Rav, the Takana, even though they are Birchos HaShevach, the Chachamim wanted the Birchos Kriyat Shema to be recited alongside the Kriyat Shema, because reciting these Birchos Kriyat Shema alongside the mitzvah Kriyat Shema enhances the kiyum of mitzvah itself. So the way the Rav says it, it ends up being one kiyum. Midrabanan, obviously. Midrabanan, it's one kiyum to do Kriyat Shema in Birchosel. And therefore, that explains why the Rambam, even though by Birchos HaMitzvos, he sees Birchos HaMitzvah as a separate kiyum than the mitzvah. When it comes to Birchos Kriyat Shema, it's one kiyum. And therefore, if there's a suffix by the mitzvah, you be mach before, you're also going to say suffix l'chumra by the Birchos Kriyat Shema itself. Oh, that's one Rambam. But there is another, yeah.
If the kiyum is still there abundant, then why are we...
What?
If the whole extra kiyum is derabanan.
No, midrabanan, they basically said to view Birchos Kriyat Shema as to be one big kiyum with Kriyat Shema.
Meaning they're treated.
Yeah, they said is that whenever you're reading Kriyat Shema, Birchos Kriyat Shema should be tagged along. That's only midrabanan, but right, it's basically what Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ravid say by general Birchos HaMitzvos, that it's once the Chachamim made a Birchos HaMitzvah, so now it's like one kiyum of a mitzvah with its Birchos HaMitzvah. The Rambam says specifically by Birchos Kriyat Shema.
What is it about the brachos that are more fundamentally connected to the mitzvah?
Exactly. Because the Rambam says, by a regular Birchos HaMitzvah, it's a general klali thing. You're saying, you know, Sherek Kedishan of Himsosav Kisivano. But by Birchos Kriyat Shema, it enhances the mitzvah itself because it highlights the same themes. That's what the Rambam thinks. That even though they're Birchos HaShevach, but they're enhancing the themes itself because it enhances the performance of the mitzvah because they have the same themes. So there's the Birchos Kriyat Shema elaborate on the themes of Kriyat Shema itself.
So then, what about the brachos afterwards? That can enhance your Kriyat Shema if it...
But again, both. It's sandwiching. You're sandwiching it. Again, right after saying that, you know that this is, you know that right after you say the third paragraph, you're going to be talking that all about Geula. So I think it even enhances it. You know, it's not just about Freya, even in real time. So the last raya to this yisod comes from a different Rambam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Okay, anyone have that? The Rambam this is in terms of being Mishana Mimatbea Shetav L'Chachamim. The Rambam, just like there's a discrepancy between within Birchos Kriyat Shema and general Birchos HaMitzvos, there is another discrepancy between the way the Rambam talks about a mistake by Birchos Kriyat Shema and a mistake by Shar Brachos. So in Aleph Zayin, anyone have it?
Yeah,
Can you have it? We're short on time, so I'll just read it. Right after the Rambam talks about the Birchos Kriyat Shema, you can't change the Takana. Klal Shel Davar writes the Rambam, Kol Hanishan Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim Bibrachos. Right, if you ever change, make a change in Birchos Kriyat Shema, Hari Zeh Toeh, you made a mistake, V'chozer Mivarech Kimatbeya. You have to repeat the Bracha. Fine. But yet the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Aleph Hei, a lot of mepharshim pick up in the stira. There, in the context of stam brachos, the Rambam says, "Kol mishanim matbeah shetavu chachamim bebrachos, inu ela toa." It was bad. You made a mistake, but he doesn't have the din to be chozer mevarach. The question that everyone asks is, why the stira? Why does the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, when it comes to Birchos Kriyat Shema, says that if you make a mistake, you must repeat? But yet, when it comes to shar brachos, he says, "Okay, you shouldn't change it, but if you make a mistake, you don't repeat." So the Bir Hagra says, how does he deal with this? He says, the Rambam was chozer. The Rambam was chozer in Hilchos Brachos from what he said in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Obviously, that's not so gishmak, just because, you know, it's one sefer. It's even like within sefer Ava, you know. It's not like even between Svarim. To say that the Rambam was chozer is obviously not ideal. But just that just shows that, you know, that how strong the question is, that the Gra, right, is... How can you understand the stira? Obviously, the Grav thinks there is a stira here. The Radvaz offers an alternative. What is the Radvaz's answer? What's the chiluk, David? Do you remember what the Radvaz says?
It's different if it's the text of the book called the book itself, the Shemeshem.
Exactly. So the Radvaz is mechalek, but it's a different type of tos. Right, the tos that the Rambam and Hilchos Kriyat Shema is talking about is a tos in the Pesicha or in the Chasima. That's a major tos. So a major tos, you have to be Chozer Mevarech. The Rambam and Hilchos Brachos, that's a minor tos. What's the problem with that? I mean, it's medayik then in the Lashonos, but again, according to this answer of the Radvaz, right, there's no chilik between Birchos Kriyat Shema and Shar Brachos. It's just that in one case he's talking about a big mistake, in the other case he's talking about a small mistake. What? Yeah, meaning discuss a big mistake and a small mistake in each case. To say, meaning, why would the Rambam Davka talk about a big mistake in Hilchos Kriyat Shema and Davka talk about a small mistake in Hilchos Brachos? If it's the same din by both, mention in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, in both cases, if it's a big mistake, Chozer Mevarech. If it's a small mistake, in a Chozer Mevarech. Oh. So this brings us to the Rav. Right, so the Rav, Lashitaso, says, no. This is all because of the Rambam's Yisod. That Birchos Kriyat Shema are considered to be one kiyum with mitzvos Kriyat Shema. And since the Chacham, it wasn't just a standalone bracha, but it's the Birchos Kriyat Shema are there to enhance the mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore says the Rav, if you make a mistake in the Birchos Kriyat Shema, right, midrabanan, there's a chisaron in the mitzvah itself. And therefore, since the Birchos Kriyat Shema enhanced the mitzvah itself, so therefore you have this added chomer. Therefore, any mistake, right? Any mistake in Birchos Kriyat Shema is going to be chozer mevarech, even though that same level of mistake is not going to be chozer mevarech when it comes to stam brachos, because stam brachos are stam brachos mitzvah. But here, Birchos Kriyat Shema, the Birchos Shevach, enhanced the mitzvah d'oraisa itself. And therefore, any toes is going to have an added chomer to require you to repeat. So we'll stop here, but just remember, big picture going into Sunday. Again, it's in Birchos HaShevach, more flexibility, but even so, the Rambam says you can't have the mitzvah without the brachos, but in Birchos HaMitzvah, there shouldn't be any flexibility, and we'll see the makaros on Sunday morning. Yeah.